Anyway, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. Hang on, I'm pulling myself together here.
Yes, pull yourself together, man. And we are joined by Zyla Foxland, a YouTube creator, YouTuber, who says she's an engineer, but I don't believe it, because she just makes things.
That's true. Yeah, most engineers don't know how to make things, do
yes,
we?
Yes, no. We were technicians. The engineers gave us the stuff to build, and then we had to figure out why it didn't work.
Exactly. And I was going to say, and it was unassemblable, right? Because they wouldn't know the business end of a screwdriver. No.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We've seen that, definitely.
We're trying to change that. I think this generation of engineers, we're trying to get them building stuff.
I hope so. Well, my goodness.
The best engineers are the ones that aren't afraid to grab tools.
Or who have previously grabbed tools and live to tell about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've built many, many things, and you finally come around to an aircraft.
Yes. It feels like my whole YouTube career has been this arc towards building an airplane, and I just didn't know what airplane I wanted to build, or if I had the tools, if I had the time, if I had the...
Why Pete and Pole then?
Why Pete? You know, some days you just wake up and you're like, I'm going to build a Pete and Pole.
No.
Never happened.
I've leaned more towards Kit Fox. I'm more metal than wood.
Fair. Okay, yeah. So I love wood. I think wood, I always call wood nature's OG composite. I think it's so underrated. It's working with metal, metal is always the same. Whereas wood, you have to read the wood, you have to understand the wood, you have to look at the grain. Every piece of wood is different. And I really enjoy that part of woodworking where you're like, this used to be a living thing, and now I'm using it for my own nefarious purposes.
And that doesn't make you sad. This tree gave everything for me.
Okay, sometimes it does actually make you sad. but why the Pete and Pole? I think Pete and Poles are from this era of aviation that has a lot of nostalgia, and it was kind of like the first airplane designed for the everyday person, for the person who couldn't afford to be flying around in, a Ford Tri-Motor or the traveler, the big fancy airplanes of the time. And I feel a little bit like that's where my generation is right now. I'm 29, so where we are in aviation of like I fly a vintage tail dragger, but because that's the airplane I wanted and also the airplane I could afford. And I think Pete and Poles capture that spirit of aviation really well.
You realize, of course, that it has a metal engine on it.
Yeah, a wooden engine would be a stretch.
Wouldn't probably work with it. And that begs the question, are you going to build it with a Model A Ford engine?
No.
Oh!
Probably not.
I'm cheating.
I also...
PT6.
Yeah, there you go.
I've been telling people I'm going to slap a Merlin in it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
That's going to be a Pete and wow.
I live in the mountains, so a Model A engine, I think, doesn't really work on the West Coast. It's a great Midwest
engine. Too high,
engine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just in case... I did a little bit of research not too long ago because he and I were talking about your airplane.
Uh-oh.
This is about a month ago.
Scary.
Very. We have nothing else better to do than talk about your airplane. But we were looking because a Pete and Pole on a hot and high day with a stock Model A engine is marginal at best. And we were wondering, do they make hop-up parts to get more power for the Model A? And the answer is yes.
Really?
Yes.
I was gonna say, the answer is yes, it's a Corvair.
No. You can actually get you can get lightweight cylinder heads for it.
And high compression.
So, instead of four to one, it's 4.5 to 1
I think it bumps it to 6.
Uh oh.
You can't go much more than that because of the oiling system in the engine.
Right.
It's splash oiled.
Yeah.
It's not pressure feed.
There you go. We're motor heads.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, I looked at the problem and I was like, well, C85 looks pretty good.
Yeah, and I know where I can get one.
Although they're hard to get now.
Yeah. There's so many other alternatives. Can you say Subaru?
Can you say Volkswagen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both of these have been pitched to me this week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you got time.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I saw, you look like you had one or two. I don't know if you had both fuselage sides done. Yeah, where exactly are you?
I am, so the fuselage is assembled. I'm 6 weeks in, so really I shouldn't be here.
How many hours a day do you work on this thing?
Well, a lot.
Yeah.
Like 12, 14, generally.
Wow.
I
envy you.
I really employ the strategy of, if I'm working on it, I am capital W working on it. Otherwise, like, it's, I love just getting into that super focus and cranking.
Yeah, but then having to stop and video and everything else, that slows you down.
Yeah. The editing, having to stop and edit to get the videos out is really the core of the problem.
Okay, anybody need a video editor in Southern California?
Yeah.
So, 6 weeks long, you already got a completed fuselage. You're cranking.
I'm cranking. And then I cedar stripped it, which has been pretty debated.
Yeah.
Controversial. It's been controversial.
Why did you cedar strip it? Do you like cedar, first off? You like the look?
I love cedar. I've built a cedar strip canoe.
Right.
I've built 3 boats on my channel. I did a canoe, a kayak, and a sailboat. So, like, my background is more in boat building than airplane building. And I think that, like in aviation, people look at this wood-sheathed aircraft and think that it's so heavy. But I think people don't realize how light and strong cedar is. And so it's 1/8-inch cedar strips with 2-ounce glass. So really, really thin glass. And it's super light. And I have not yet been able to find someone who has, like, taken the fabric off their peat and pole. But I really want to get a full fabric, like, doped and painted weighed to see how much it weighs. Because I have a feeling they're going to be extremely similar.
Interesting. I was just thinking, you know, you're engineering type.
Did you say that like it's a dirty word?
Yeah. No. But engineers always ask the weird questions, like, gee, how much can I twist this thing? Is this really as sturdy as it looks or what?
Yeah, and it will definitely be stiffer than the paint and dope version, for better or for worse. I better not land it too wonky.
Well, apparently you got a lot of experience in tail draggers, so you should be fine.
We'll see. And I don't. You didn't see how high I bounced off the green dot last year.
Well, no, I missed that.
Well, you know, one of the things, I'm an avid RC modeler, and one of the quickest ways to add weight to an airplane is fiberglass.
Yes.
Because you can just really slop it on there and not know that you're really
increasing. Well, she's really good at it, though. And I mean, like when you did the cedar strip canoe, you glassed the outside. It became transparent.
Yeah, I glass both the inside and the outside.
Yeah.
It's where a lot of the strength comes from, is you have, like, you know, a single layer of fiberglass on each side of something very light.
Right.
The cedar strip canoe, it was a 14-foot canoe, and it came out to 40 pounds. It had cherry gunnels, cherry seats, cherry thwart, and cherry deck pieces. So the cedar, like, the whole, that was probably only, like, 20 pounds.
Wow. What does your fuselage weigh? Have you weighed it yet?
I haven't. I've only weighed the turtle deck. Okay. But the full turtle deck weighed, the cedar stripped with the forms glued on, weighed in at 2 pounds, 10 ounces.
Wow.
That's light.
Yeah. Super.
I actually think that's lighter than a standard peat and pole turtle deck, because I didn't need all of the stringers.
Right. Right. Yeah. Makes sense. Glass cockpit?
I've been joking about it.
Weather radar.
Like, I'm a child of the magenta line.
Yeah, here we go.
No one needs a peat and pole circling around a football field wondering where the heck she is.
Yeah. Wow.
No, probably not, but we'll see.
So along that line, what kind of ejection seating?
Yes, seat. Cup holders.
Yeah. Ooh, cup holders is a good idea.
Yeah, you need cup holders at a minimum. Ejection seat, not so much, but cup holders, yes.
Yeah, I've been joking, like, where am I going to mount the iPad in the open cockpit? Exactly. Like, what am I going to do?
That's the one thing I've always wondered about open cockpit flying. Oh, there goes the chart again. Now what?
Listen, I've heard stories of guys in Boeing Stearman's that have left a trail of charts as they're flying across the country.
Yeah, especially if they go inverted, you know, that thing empties itself.
You know, bring extra money because you're going to need new charts.
Now, as I recall, a peephole is a two-place, isn't it?
It's a two-place, yeah.
Nice. And you get to sit in the back.
I get to sit
and look
in the
at
back.
The back of their head while they're screaming.
Yeah, it depends. It depends if I put anyone up there.
And what's your max cruise speed? About 70?
Maybe 80. We'll see.
Okay. Just what is the line? It's barely fast enough to kill you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I can just see the airspeed indicator. Right above 80, it'll say, ripping.
Yeah, like the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We flying now, kids. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love the... Have you seen the airspeed indicators on, like, most peat and poles?
It's the little flap, right?
It's the little flap in the spring. Yeah. Oh, they're so fun.
What was the airplane? The AN-2? You said it doesn't come with an airspeed gauge. It comes with a calendar.
Came with a calendar.
Because it's so slow.
It was one of the few airplanes in the world where you could get a bird strike from behind.
So do you have a projected date in mind, or is this just, full bore ahead, and when it gets done, it's done?
Full bore ahead, and when it gets done, it's done. I don't want to say this on the air. I'm secretly hoping to have it flying next summer.
And we'll see it here on the green dot.
And you'll see it here, maybe a couple feet past the green dot.
Yeah, right. And then on the orange triangle, and then on the
going. You'll see me land it four times.
Where did she end up? Oh, she's over in Basler. Yes. She's all right.
She's down in the South 40. Don't worry about it.
Now, well, if you bring it here,
yeah,
are you going to camp under the wing? Oh, my voice.
I would like to. I flew my 140 here last summer and camped under the wing and had a really good time.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, remember, you won't be able to bring too many people. They'll come in the car.
They have to bring their own airplanes.
Exactly.
Like, fly my wing, yeah.
Exactly. All right, I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Zyla Foxland. Get that, Zyla Foxland. Look her up on YouTube. She's got some amazing builds. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.